Wednesday, Judgment Hope. King Solomon had a look back at the end of his life, and he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. And in this book, he describes the different moments of his life. There was a time he was full of joy for producing buildings, palace, wonderful, and then a park and fountains of water and exotic animals being there, watching them, describing them. And in the palace, wonderful furniture, and musicians, and cooks, and food from all over the world. And he collected gold and silver as much as stones in Jerusalem. And in all these aspects of his life, he was full of energy and joy. Oh, what a palace, what a park, and the musicians, and the music, and the food. And after some time, well, and what else? That's all. Once you have experienced it, you discover, oh, that's, yeah, what is it? Trying to catch the wind. It's nothing. And then he looks at all the people, how life goes on. There is a birth and there is death. And there's a life circle. And he thinks it over and over again. And whatever he observed in life, he saw birth and death, animals, human beings. You arrive on the scene and you disappear. And then you are gone. Whether you have been a king or a beggar, you live for a while and that's it. And he wants to discover the sense of all of this. So what does really make sense? What is important in this life? Working, earning money, so that you have something to eat and a shelter, and what else? What is the sense of it? Where do I come from? Where do I go to? What am I here for? The three main questions. What is the sense of life? Why do I exist? What for? And then he comes to a conclusion at the end, in chapter 12. And the conclusion is very short. Verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. And this is very easy to memorize because it is so short. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. What is the conclusion? Fear God, honor him, and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. 12 chapters looking at this aspect in life, and on another one, and then one sentence. It's the only thing that makes sense, because you will meet him in the judgment. And if you come to him before the judgment, confessing your sins, repenting them, asking for forgiveness, you have a friend in the judgment. All your sins, extinct, gone forever. And then you can get his judgment without fear. If you honor God, you don't have to fear the judgment.